Think of what Jesus went through on Friday, that Good Friday. That Friday he decided to lay his life down for you and I. The torment, the pressure from the enemy to try to get him to stop. Just think of it. That's the kind of pressure. If you're reaching out to Jesus with all your heart, if you're so in love with him, like if you're in love with him, like Peter, the enemy's going to come and test your faith. He's going to try to get you to quit and give up and be your God. He's trying to steal your eternal life just by trying to get you to sin. He got Peter and the disciples to sin, to say they didn't know Jesus. All that pressure came on them and they couldn't take it. And so they gave me into the temptation of saying, I don't know him. Three times Peter said, I don't know him. And Jesus looking right at him. The pain, the agony. Wow. And many are going to say to us, I don't know them. We're going to be persecuted for our faith. And Jesus is trying to get us ready for that. Are you letting him? Are you dropping that sin like a hot potato, knowing that that sin is going to cause you everlasting life in hell? Or are you just being enticed and lied to by the enemy, thinking it's okay? It's not okay. Either you're for Jesus or you're against him. Either you love him or you're betraying him. And notice how the enemy is attacking those who are getting closer and closer to Jesus. Those who are lukewarm, who he already has them in his prison. He already has them. He's already their God. And so we who are getting closer and closer to Jesus, we got to decide, I'm laying my life down. He's not going to take it for me. I'm prepared. I'm going to lay it down just like Jesus did. I have his power in me to lay down my life. And then you're going to be that witness as Jesus was. And you can help the lukewarm out of their lukewarmness. We need to prepare the way for Jesus.